当我在黑暗痛苦绝望中，有一束光明照在我心，那是那成为奇妙的救主，舍弃天上荣华为我降生，他又为我被钉在十字架，情愿受苦洗净我的罪，我要唱起了主哈利路亚，从今后永不会再绝望。我仁慈善良的啊，令我重获光风巨浪，注入一颗明亮的晨星，带给我无限的希望。救主耶稣基督被舍升天，他情愿为我预备地方，就必再来接我到他父家，永远与主同在到千万年。到那时再没有痛苦悲伤，只有甜美快乐的笑容，众生徒同聚在明亮圣城，满心歌颂赞美主大恩。他仁慈善良的爱，令我重获狂风巨浪，注入一颗明亮的晨星，带给我无限的希望。他仁慈善良的爱，他仁慈善良的爱，令我重获狂风巨浪，注入一颗明亮的晨星，带给我无限的希望。大家请坐。现在在这弯曲背谬的时代，在这多灾多难的时期，我们也看到人的罪是越来越多的被显明出来、显露出来。整个世界是在黑暗的笼罩当中。我们若看自己的里面，省察我们自己，也常常看到的就是一些污秽不堪、自我中心。但是我们何等感谢我们的神，他赐下了真光，照亮我们，使我们得以认识他，接纳他在我们心中，因着信他的名得称为神的儿女。主如明亮晨星，在这黑暗的时代中带给我们无限的希望。我们也知道这个世界是何等的需要真光，在世上的人是何等的需要主，所以我们要恳求神，神的光能够照耀这个世界，照亮人的心，使人的心回转向主。来唱下一首诗歌，哦主发光。
主你爱的光辉正照亮在这黑暗万军时代中，耶稣世界真光照亮我们，赐下真理释放我们自由，光照我们，光照我们，哦主发光，让这地充满父神荣光，令我焚烧，焚烧众人心灵，湖水杨柳一字海，怜悯恩待万邦。 更新，生命更新，天天不断改变。愿你真理荣美让人看见，光照我们，光照我们。哦，主发光，让这地充满福神荣光，令我分享。
亲爱的天父，我们来到你面前，你献上感谢和赞美。主啊，我们感谢你，神的羔羊，道成了肉身，来到人我们中间，丰丰满满，有真理，有恩典，有父神的荣光。主啊，我们敬拜你。主，我们来到你面前的时候，主再次感谢你，谦卑你自己，降卑成为人的样式。你自己死却死在十字架上，就是我们这些原本不堪不配的人。主啊，今天我们得以站立在你的面前，是你的身体为我们掰开，你的血为我们流。主啊，当我们人来到你的面前的时候，认罪悔改，就接受我们。主啊，你的血就洗净我们一切的罪，何等大的恩典！主啊，我们来到你面前的时候，总真是求你在我们众弟兄姐妹生命当中来塑造我们。主啊，这是让我们在你的真理当中来学习、来成长，在你的恩典当中来经历、来改变，也在你的荣耀当中把我们的生命、把我们的信心提高到一个更高的高处，以至于今天我们活在这个世界上的时候，我们能够像很多的圣徒一样，很多的基督徒走在我们前面一样，我们今天能够把丢弃世界的万事以得着你为至宝。主啊，恩待保守我们，就把我们的生命转向你，让我们的生活当中以你为中心。虽然我们生活当中有许多的事情，但是让我们来到你的面前。主啊，无论是我们的思想、言语、行为，主，我们的心思意念能够来被你管理。主啊，让我们不光是信靠你做一个信徒，更让我们生命当中做一个门徒。让我们无论是在读经、祷告，在我们聚会，在我们的服事当中，都来进行这样的训练。主啊，你训练我们，让我们这是在这个信仰的这个旅程当中，我们是一个勤劳的农夫，我们是一个征战的战士。主啊，我们是一个赛跑的运动员，我们不是舒舒服服的躺在那里做一个信徒。主啊，求你帮助我们，无论在我们家庭当中、生活当中、工厂上、职场上，还是在教会里，主啊，你都在各样的光景当中，在我们真理的追求当中，在我们服事当中。主，你来塑造我们，帮助我们。主啊，也求你赦免我们心中悖逆顽梗骄傲各样的罪。主啊，我们让我们生命当中有这样一个警醒，在圣灵向我们显明的时候，我们就愿意来到你面前向你认罪悔改，所以我们就可以恢复与你的交通，你就继续在我们生命当中来做工。主啊，孩子，这是把我们众弟兄姐妹仰望在你手中。主啊，只相信你在这里既动了这个善功，你就要在我们众弟兄姐妹身上成就你那功，因为你说过，凡是父神所给你的，你一个也不会丢弃。主，我们是在线上感恩，这样极大的恩典在我们身上，所以让我们的心思意念 能够跟上你的心思意念，跟上你在我们身上要做什么工作。亲爱的主，还这一把我们这教会前面啊、继续开放实体聚会的计划仰望在你的手中，主啊，求你圣善的灵来带领我们，主啊，你圣善的灵来预备我们众弟兄姐妹的心，主啊，让我们在你的真理当中，在你的恩典当中，在你的荣光当中，主啊，没有惧怕，也没有没有胆怯，主啊，乃是真正的靠着你加给我们的力量，让我们有智慧，也让我们有信心的来逐步的恢复到我们众弟兄姐妹实体在一起敬拜你，来在这个世界当中，弟兄姐妹实体在一起，来在这个世界当中做一个见证，我们是一帮分别为圣属你的人，也在一起来见证我们是你中，主，我们举起我们圣洁的手来为这块地祷告。主啊，我们向你认罪悔改，我们也谦卑求你让这里的地，这地上的民能够悔改谦卑，转离我们原来行的不讨你喜悦的地方。主啊，你就医治这个地。主，我们把最近的疫情的反复交在你的手中。主啊，求你真是能够止住这个反复。主啊，我们把所有的在这里的，特别把爱德康的、爱德侯，所有属你的人，他们的祷告都交在你的手中。主啊，求你来垂听。主啊，孩子，把我们的敬拜继续仰望在你的手中。主，我们愿我们以儿女在你面前的敬拜按着真理和真实的敬拜，能够像馨香的祭达到你面前，愿你的让你的心得都满足。主啊，把你话语的宣讲交在你手中。主啊，真是把你的话语放在我们心里。主啊，当你话语宣讲的时候，主圣灵在我们心中来做改变的工作，做教导的工作，做督职的工作。主啊，让我们预备这些属神的人过来行这样的善事。主，求你施恩典，把你的恩典放在我们众弟兄身上。这样祷告感谢神，耶稣基督。请坐。
顾真牧师曾说，真正的信心在我们身喜乐呢？下面这首诗歌来告诉我们，唯有信靠顺服。稍等一下，这个幻灯片放上。 来唱这首《信靠神》。
真的光中，我与救主同行，他灯荣耀照亮我路程。只要遵主旨意，主肯与我同行，心口顺服主必肯同行，心口顺服此外不能蒙福。若有得主你喜乐，只要心靠顺服，除非我将一切奉献救主脚前，主丰满慈爱才能体验。主一切恩惠，一切喜乐荣美，乃为信靠顺服者预备。信靠顺服，此外不能蒙福。若要得主你喜乐，只要信靠顺服，没有黑阴遮蔽，也无怨路迷茫，明珠笑容是云雾消散。没有因我畏惧，没有眼泪忧虑，心靠顺服有句子消除。心靠顺服，此外不能蒙福。若要得主你喜乐，只要心靠顺服，我愿在主脚前向主团契甘甜，行走天路常在主身边。主吩咐即听命，主差遣就遵行，信靠顺服必永无有尽。信靠顺服，此外不能蒙福。若要得主你喜乐，只要信靠顺服。
好，把下面时间交给李光女士。
感谢神，我们在这个主日，我们再一次来到神的面前，我们来思想神的话语。
Thank God, and this Sunday morning we come to the presence of God. We study the Word of God again.
我们一起来读约翰福音一章二十九节。我们大家可以看到眼前的大屏幕，我们一起来读约翰福音一章二十九节。
And let's read today's passage. This is John chapter 1 verse 29. You can look at the screen and read together.
约翰福音一章二十九节起，次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”感谢神，我们一起来祷告。
Thank God and let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
My God, we thank you that you gave us your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who will become flesh and come to this world.
感谢我们的阿爸天父，为我们预备你的羔羊，你的赎罪羔羊，就是你的独生爱子主耶稣，来担负我们的罪。
Thank God that you prepared this lamb and your lamb for the redemption that come to this world and save us.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上担负我们的罪，代替我们接受罪的刑罚，受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
thank that Jesus on the cross he took the punishment of sin of us and died on the cross and third day he raised from the dead.
赐给我们这宝贵的信心，这得救的信心。 让我们紧紧因着信靠，相信主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的一切，我们就罪得赦免。
And we thank God that gave us this precious face of salvation, and just by trust what Jesus has done on the cross, our sin will be forgiven.
我们在上帝的眼中不再是注定沉沦灭亡的罪人，在上帝的眼中，我们乃是新造的人，我们成为神的儿女。
And in the sight of God, we are no longer sinners to be perished, but we become a new creation.
感谢神把这救赎的恩典，把神的心意借着圣经的话语赐给我们。
Thank God that He gave us this word of God and gave this grace of salvation.
也感谢神赐下圣灵带领我们，能够来明白圣经的话语。
And thank God that gave us the Holy Spirit, so lead us so we can understand the word of God.
愿神的话语成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May the word of God become a lamp upon feet and light upon path.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen. 我们知道施洗约翰 是主耶稣基督的开路先锋。
So we know that the John the Baptist is the person who ran before Jesus.
施约翰说他自己是为救主，是为主耶稣预备道路的那一个。And
he himself said he is the one who prepared the way for Jesus.
然后施约翰说他自己不是基督，他自己不是救主。And
he also made it clear he himself is not Messiah.
他所做的一切就是预备世人来迎接。
And all he have done is to prepare the world to receive the coming of Jesus Christ.
在那日，施洗约翰看见耶稣到他这里来。
And so that day when he saw Jesus come to him,
就说看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
And then he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
如果我们用一句最简单的话。 来描述上帝拯救世人的福音。
And if we want to use a most simple way to describe the gospel of God to save the world,
施洗约翰的这句话就非常的明确地告诉我们什么是福音。
And so what we just read, that what John the Baptist said, is very good summary to clearly tell us what is the gospel.
神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。The
Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
我们今天给世人传福音，或者给世人介绍耶稣的时候，很多的时候我们要讲很多很多。And
today we will try to preach the gospel. We introduce the salvation to the people. A lot of time we talk a lot.
很多时候，我们 没有一开始就把什么是真正的福音告诉人，因为我们单一人无法理解，无法接受。And
we didn't, from the beginning, we just clearly tell people what the gospel is, so because we're afraid that people cannot take it.
我以前在神学院读书的时候，有一门课就叫实践神学, Practical Theology.
And when I was studying in the seminary, and there's one course named Practical Theology.
然后我刚一看到这个课的名称，我心里很高兴。哎呀，这个应该是很有操作性，告诉我怎么去传福音呐，怎么跟人分享关于神的真理。And
when I first saw the name of this course, I was very excited. I said that that course must be very practical, teach me how to preach the gospel and to the people.
然后一上这门课，发现很多的时候在讲，哎呀，这个教会敬拜的大堂，我们要用什么样的这个空气清新剂？
And then when I get into the course and I find that there's a lot of things to talk about, like the auditory, the church worship auditory, what kind of air clean things they should use.
或者一种香味啊，这种东西。然后什么样的聚会，用什么样的音乐。
And what kind of gathering, what kind of music should you use?
然后又告诉我们，哎呀，这个时候， 又有什么样的信息？比如说，人们的经济压力大呀，或者人们的婚姻压力大呀，啊，我们就从圣经当中，找到一些经文来供应人们的一些需要啊。
And then they also talk about in certain circumstances, for example, the situation has put a lot of critical economic burden on people or meritorial burden on the people. Then how do you find a certain passage and preach some things to provide for people?
啊，然后给我上这门课的老师还建议我们这些学生呐，去参加一些演员的培训班。
And also, the professor actually taught this course, actually recommend a student to join some kind of training course for the for actors or actress.
啊，或者甚至他也真的请过一些就是一些专业人士哈，就是来告诉我们就是怎么样的去什么肢体啊，怎么样去表演啊，影响啊，
And also, he actually invited certain professional to teach us how do you use the body language, how you perform, basically have the influence on the audience.
结果这门课上了以后，越上越困惑，越上越迷惑了。
So when I take this course, I was kind of more taken and more kind of get confused.
我基本上就是什么都没有学会，在这门课里什么都忘记了。
So basically, I learned nothing from that course. I forgot what they actually taught.
我们看司徒约翰是一个很简单和直接的人。
And look at here, John the Baptist is very simple and very direct.
他一句话就告诉人什么是福音，就一句话。
And he just one sentence to tell people what is the gospel.
他甚至都没有说，哎呀，来看呐，你看那一位他是长得什么样子。
Yeah, I even didn't mention, hey, look at this guy and what he's look like.
哎呀，看看他的这个头发，看看他的这个容貌，看看他的穿着，看看他的气质。
Yeah, I didn't even mention, look at his hair, look at his clothing and his character or nothing.
什么都没有。
I didn't tell nothing about that.
非常简单，一句话就告诉人什么是福音。
And very simple, just one sentence to tell people what is the gospel.
很多的时候我们今天有时候觉得给人传福音非常的困难。
And today, a lot of times we feel it's very difficult to preach the gospel to the people.
所以我们今天就是人创造出很多所谓的这样的神学，那样的神学。
So people create a lot of different kind of theologies.
恩典神学。
And grace theology,
成功神学
and popular successful theology,
还有我刚才说的所谓的什么实践神学
and also like the practical theology I mentioned,
还有南美流行的解放神学
and also liberal theology, which is very popular in North America, South America.
很多人觉得哎呀，我受压迫，受逼迫，我需要解放，需要自由啊，也有自由神学。
And a lot of people, because people there feel very oppressed, so they want to be liberated, they want to be free. So there's a liberation theology and a free theology.
那我看司徒约翰，他好像没有那么多复杂的东西在他的头脑里面。
So it seems John the Baptist doesn't have so many complicated stuff in his head.
一句话就告诉人什么是福音。
And he just used one sentence to tell people what is the salvation.
啊，我们今天就来思想这句话。
So today we just think about this sentence.
这里说看哪，神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。
And he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
啊，在今天这个情形当中，特别让我注意到的就是这里说世人罪孽。
And in today's scenario, in today's circumstance, take my I have a special attention is in the word of sin of the world.
这里没有说除去外邦人罪孽。
It didn't say it take the sin of the Gentiles.
我们知道当时的以色列人虽然是成为罗马人的殖民地，虽然是被罗马人压迫。
We know at that time, Israelites, even they are colonized by the Roman Emperor, they are oppressed by the Roman people.
但是以色列人一直认为自己是神的选民，自己跟外邦人是完全不一样的。
Israelites still think they are the people of God. They are completely different from the Gentiles.
所以呢，用我们今天的话说，以色列人他的这个信仰上的优越感和道德上的优越感是非常非常高的。
So in today's world, basically Israelites has a very good feeling in terms of in the moral, in terms of faith about their own race.
所以他们说，除去世人罪恶，那是外邦人，除去外邦人罪恶。
And so when they said that they take away the sin of the world, it could be interpreted to take the sin of the world as a sin of the Gentiles.
所以后来司徒约翰就是让人要悔改，从天国进让人悔改。这时候有一些以色列人当中的文士和法利赛人就不认同了。
And so when John said you got to repent, and he talked about this, all the people need repentance. So some of the Israelites, those Pharisees and scribes, they are not agree.
他说我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔啊。
Because they said I'm a descendant of Abraham.
那我们有什么必要悔改呢？我们是上帝的选。
Why do we need to repent? Because we're the chosen people of God.
结果司徒约翰就说，那神可以从石头当中兴起亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And but John at that time replied them that God can raise the descendant of Abraham from a stone.
那你们没有什么特别，以色列人没有什么特别的。
And John basically tells the Israelites has nothing special.
你一定要悔改，如果不悔改，这个斧子就会把你们砍下去。
And you have to repent. If you're not repentant, you will be cut it off.
所以我们看，作为一个以色列人，司徒约翰在他的心目当中，他认为世人都有罪，包括以色列人，全部都是罪人。
So in John's sentence here, he didn't separate the Jewish and the Gentiles. He said the sin of the world, everyone.
所以圣经不是一本书只写给某一个特定的民族或特定的种族。
So Bible is not a book just written for a special race of people, a special group of people.
我以前看过一本书叫《丑陋的中国人》。
And before I read a book called Ugly Chinese.
或丑陋的华人。那这本书很明确，书名一看是写给中国人看的。
And that book, of course, if you look at the book name, you know, it's very clear. It's right for the Chinese to read.
如果美国人看这本书就比较奇怪了。
If an American read this book, it'll feel kind of strange.
如果美国人看这本书就，哎呀，你看中国人是很丑陋，中国人是很糟糕，那这种就比较奇怪了。
And if American read this book, oh, that Chinese is really ugly and it's terrible, and that's kind of weird.
美国人应该看什么书啊？
And American should read.
看丑陋的美国人，对不对？
Should be the book called Ugly America.
确实有这本书哎。
And actually, there is a book called Ugly America.
我如果没有记错的话，博洋先生写丑陋的中国人，他是看到有人写丑陋的美国人，他才写丑陋的中国人。我有这样的印象，
remember,
不敢百分之百确定。
I'm not 100% sure, but if I remember correctly, the author who wrote the Ugly Chinese is because.He read the book of Ugly America, then he came the idea to write this book of Ugly Chinese.
所以每一个民族、每一个文化都应该自省。
So every culture, every civilization, every race of people, they should self-exam.
所以让司徒约翰他讲，神的羔羊除去世人罪孽，其实是提醒所有的人都要省他自己，我们是有罪的。
So when John said, "Lamb of God, take away the sin of the world," actually to remind to every race, every culture, every civilization, to examine ourselves, we are sinned.
不是说某一种特定的人或者某一种特定的文化、特定的国家、种族，他们有罪。
It's not says a specific race, specific civilization, specific culture, and those people are sinned.
就说世人都有罪。
And it says all sin.
所以这句话如果我们仔细思想，那从一个以色列人口中哈，一直就是几千年来都认为自己是上帝的选民，从这样的一个以色列人口中讲这样的话，其实真的是一定是神的灵在他心里做工带领他。
So if we think about this, this sentence come out of Israel, a Jew, actually from generation to generation, they are very sure they are the people of God. And from this kind of people, make us to believe that this is truly from the Spirit of God.
四人都有罪, 包括以色列人, 包括外邦人, 以色列人没有什么特殊,
and you're basically saying all the world sinned, include Israelites, include Gentiles. There's nothing special for Israelites.
我为什么一开始就说, 在今天这样的情形当中, 这句话特别让我注意到这个世人两个字。
Why we remember mention in today's circumstance, especially pay attention to the sin of the world?
因为今天在这样的一个情形当中, 确实有一些人他说, 哎呀, 只是某一种特定肤色的人, 他们是这个世界的毒瘤, 早该除掉了。
And because in today's world, there is such a thing. It's only a certain group of people with certain color, they are the cancer of the world, they should be cut off.
然后, 哎呀, 他们是整个世界的累赘啊, 这个世界没有他们就好了。
And it is a disaster for the whole world. The world would be better off if without this group of people.
所以后来我一看, 哦, 在司徒约翰的心中不是这样的。
But when I look at this, and I said, what John the Baptist, in his mind, that's not the case.
或者的话说, 在上帝的眼中不是这样的。
Or in the other word, in the sight of God, that's not the case.
如果说在上帝的眼中, 这个世人当中有没有好的呀?
So inside of God, in the world, is there anyone good?
或者哪一个特定的家族, 哪一个特定的种族, 哪一个特定的肤色, 好的, 在上帝眼中是不是这样?
Is it in God's sight, is there any specific race is good in the sight of God?
不是啊, 圣经说世人都犯了罪, 亏欠了神的,
of course not. The Bible said all sinned, fall short of the glory of God.
圣经甚至说这个世上没有一人,
and the Bible even go deeper, said in this world there's no righteous person, not even single one.
其实换句话说, 这个世界上没有一个人是可爱的, 在上帝的标准当中。
So in God's, in other words, in God's standard, none of us are lovable.
所以世人都有罪。
So all sinned.
所以四旬汉接下来说, 世人都要悔改, 不是说某一种特定的人, 世人全部都要悔改。
So follow the preacher of John the Baptist, they all need to repent, not just Gentiles.
其实这样的话, 比如说某一种人是这个世界的毒瘤, 某一种人是这个世界上的渣子, 应该被除掉, 这样的话, 在人类历史当中反复的出现。
Actually, in the history of a human race, that speak a certain group of people, a certain race of people is the cancer of the world, is the trouble of the world, should be cut off, should be cleaned up from the face of the earth. Actually, those type of things happen again and again.
如果我们一想到这样的称呼, 在近代历史上, 往往用在什么样的人身上, 或者哪一个特定的种族身上?
If you think about this type of claim, in the modern history, you probably know this kind of claim typically always being used, what kind of people?
都没有注意到吗? 犹太人。
And actually, this most be used is being used on Jews, Israelites.
常常这样的称呼会落在犹太人身上。
And a lot of this kind of claim will be claimed on Jews.
几千年了都这样。
And about 1,000 years has been like this.
在欧洲中世纪这个黑死病大流行的时候。
And when in the middle age of European, and when the dark disease in this epidemic,
我们知道那个时候整个欧洲人口差不多三分之一全部死掉。
We know that at that time about the 1/3 of the population wiped out by this pandemic.
这非常可怕的瘟疫啊。It's
a very bad disease.
欧洲人把这个怪罪在谁身上呢?
And so the European actually blamed this on who?
犹太人。
Jews.
犹太人把这些病菌带到欧洲。
Because the Jews brought those disease to the European.
犹太人把这些猪瘟啊, 这些瘟疫啊, 这些鼠疫啊, 带到欧洲来。
And the Jews bring those pandemic to Europe continental.
那为什么就是我们染病, 犹太人不染病呢?
And they will think, why? Because why we are contract those virus, but Jews are not.
他们不去思想犹太人去遵循上帝圣洁的这个律例，犹太人他们有上帝给他们有这个洁净、保持洁净、圣洁的这样的律例，在饮食方面，在每天的起居日常生活方面，他们遵循神洁净的律例，所以他们自然就感染细菌的情形会几率会少很多。
And they're not aware of that. Jew actually has this. God gave them those type of rule for the daily life, how they clean themselves in the food, in the daily walking out, whatever. So Jew actually follow those kind of rule of clean themselves. So during the pandemic time, Jew actually does have a less chance to be contract those virus.
但是当时的世人哈，不这样想。
But that time the world doesn't think that way.
然后就怪罪他们。
And they will have take them as an excuse.
就说他们是世界的毒瘤。
And they said they are the cancer of the world.
要把他们除掉。
And they want to be take them, wipe them out.
把他们从这里赶到那里。
And we drop them from here to there.
这在犹太人的历史当中不是一次，很多次。
And in the Jewish history, Israelite history, it's not just once. There's so many times.
当有什么事情发生，他们总是一个什么世界的毒瘤啊，世界的杂质啊，什么这样话都会落在犹太人。
And whatever the things happen, that the cancer of the world, trouble of the world, is all kind of fall on the Israelites.
后来我一看，那这些称谓还。都落在谁的头上呢？
And so I look at this, those type claim also falls to what kind of other people?
其实早期的基督徒常常被当时的世人这样称呼的。
And actually, the Christian at its early age, early time, they are all being called by that.
在罗马帝国400年逼迫教会逼迫基督徒。
In the time of Roman Empire, when they persecuted Christians for 400 years.
那时候对基督徒就说他们是世界上的杂质。
And at that time, the Christian was being called is the trouble of the world.
罗马皇帝就是甚至说基督徒是仇恨世界的人。
And the Roman Empire even claimed that Christians actually hate this world.
我们都知道那时候称基督徒是纵火犯、就是、那时候罗马大火 就说是基督徒放的火。
And they falsely accused a Christian that caused the big fire in the Rome.
然后因为基督徒在一起领受圣餐嘛，他们甚至污蔑基督徒，说基督徒吃人。
And because Christians gather together to have the Holy Communion, and they just falsely accused Christians, said they actually eat people.
在教会历史上，甚至在世界历史上，常常这样的一些称呼，就是什么世界的毒瘤啊，世界的杂质啊，世界的癌症啊，这些称谓，有时候会往往会落在基督徒身上。
In the church history and the history of the world, and this type of claim of that the cancer of the world, the trash of the world, the trouble of the world, all fall on the Christian.
就圣经也是这样说的。圣经说基督徒在这个世界上有时候被人看为是世界上的杂子。
And the Bible talk about this, the world look at us as a trash of the world.
一直到今天有一些历史学家都认为罗马帝国最后崩溃了是因为基督徒的原因。
And even some historian today think that Roman Empire being crashed, destroyed is because of the Christians.
当然了，我们知道这是个谎言啊，这是谬误。
Of course, we know this is a lie. It's a false.
因为罗马帝国到后来，他自己的道德败坏，各种败坏淫乱的事情，你这样，当然神不喜悦、啊。
Of course, we know that in towards the end, the Roman Empire is so corrupted and so much of immoral things there, and of course, those such a country is not what.
所以我们今天来看司约翰说的这句话，看哪、神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。
So today we'll look at this scripture said, Behold the Lamb of God who take away sin of world.
所以这句话告诉我们，世人都有罪。
And the Bible tells us that all sin.
啊，不是说某一种人有罪，某一种人没有罪。
And it's not kind of say what kind of one kind of people has sin, the other kind of people not sin.
所有人都有罪。
All sin.
不是说某一种人是世界的毒瘤，所有人都是世界的毒瘤。
It's not that us, one group of people is the cancer of the world. All people are the cancer of the world.
在上帝公义当中，这个世人没有一个人可以站立得住的。
In the justice of God, there's no one can stand.
所以在挪亚的时代，上帝就降下洪水啊。
So in the time of Noah, that God sent the flood.
灭绝全地的人。
Destroy the whole earth.
为什么？因为在上帝眼中，每一个人心里都充满了。
Because in the sight of God, every one of us and full of sin in their heart.
啊，那个时候的世界，人们讲不同的语言，形同不同的国家，不同的文明。
At that time, there's people speak a different language. They have formed a different country, and have a different type of civilization.
在那个时代，地球上的文明已经非常高的高度了。
At that time, actually, civilization is well developed at the time.
但在上帝的眼中，这一切都没有价值。
But inside of God, all those has no value.
唯一只有挪亚一家八口被存留下来。
Only eight people in Noah's family will be survived.
也并不是说他们一家八口就是跟别人就是不一样。
It's not saying that they are different from the rest of them.
当然他们是不一样，他们不一样是什么？他们对上帝有敬畏的心，对神的话有信心。
Of course, there's a difference.The difference is they have a fear, godly fear of the word of God, and they fear God.
所以他们靠着这个信心被上帝称义，也不是说他们行为上就是完全啊，就是没有瑕疵、没有污秽的人，不是这样的。
So they actually is justified by God is by their faith, it's not by their actions. Not they say in their action they have no fault.
挪亚也是一个软弱的人。
And Noah is a weak person.
我们后来看到洪水退去，挪亚从方舟出来，他很快他就喝酒，就醉酒。
And we know that after the flood, and Noah walk out of the ark, he's kind of let him go and got drunk.
然后他的三个孩子也不是完美的。
And his three children are not perfect.
有个孩子就不尊敬他，不尊敬挪亚，不尊敬他的父亲，甚至取笑他的父亲。
And one of them actually is not honored his father and even laughed at his father.
我们今天来看诗篇这句话呢，第一个，尤其是在今天这个情形当中，要知道神的心意是世人都有罪。
So today when we look at this passage, the first things we recognize, and especially in today's circumstance, we recognize this is all sin.
但是呢，人总喜欢怪罪别人。别人这是人的罪性，从一开始就是这样。
But because of the nature of sin, we always want to complain others and put blame other people.
亚当就是这样。
Adam is like this.
亚当就说我没有罪，是我的妻子有罪。
And Adam said, I don't have a sin because the wife that he got me into.
亚当甚至说这个我的妻子是神是你的责任，你把这个女人给我的。
And Adam even go further said, well, this woman and the woman is you gave it to me, so that's
亚当的儿子该隐也是这样。
And Adam's son Cain actually the same way.
该隐从来不省察自己心里的罪，自己的愤怒，自己的嫉妒，自己的恨，从来不省察。
He never examined his own sin, his envy, his anger, he never examined himself.
他怪罪他的弟弟。
And he put an excuse in his brother.
他甚至怪罪上帝。
And he even complained about God.
所以我们看，这就是人的罪性，总是怪别人。我没有问题，都是别人的问题。
And you can see this is the sin nature, the nature of a sin of people.That this, I don't have a problem. It's always other people's problem.
其实这是施洗约翰，当他要做耶稣基督开路先锋的时候，他一开始就要解决的问题，不要怪别人。
And so that's what actually John the Baptist when he tried to prepare the way for Jesus Christ, and he tried to address this issue is that do not complain about. about others.
省察自己。
And examine yourself.
省察自己的罪。
Examine your own sin.
不要说我是亚伯拉罕的后裔，我是上帝的选民，我就没有罪。
Do not claim that I'm a descendant of Abraham. I'm chosen people of God, so I don't have a sin.
不是。
It's not.
师兄说：“你也有罪，你要悔改。你如果不悔改，你要被砍掉。
And you have a sin. You as a Jews, you have a sin. If you don't repent, you'll be cut off from God.”
在罗马书三章二十三节，圣经告诉我们，世人都犯了。
In Romans 3:23, that all sin and fall short of the glory of God.
失去了神的荣耀。然后罗马书三章九到十二节，这里。我们大家可以一起看到这个大屏幕，我们一起来读一下罗马书三章九到十二节。
And the Romans 3:9-12, and we can look at the screen, we can read together.
这却怎么样呢？我们比他们强吗？绝不是的，因我们已经证明犹太人和希腊人都在罪恶之下，就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个都没有。所以我们作为信靠神的人，我们作为基督徒，我们要省察我们自己，我们不要被这个很多很多的时候被一些思想啊和潮流所影响。
So, as a Christian, as a person who trusts God, we need to examine ourselves. We're not influenced by the world thinking and the world philosophy.
我确实也看到有一些基督徒，有些族内的弟兄姊妹，不知不觉当中，他们被这种思想影响，他们都会说，哎呀，有一种人他就是特别糟糕，有一种人就是特别不应该存在，他们甚至都会有这样的一些思想。
And as a fact, I do have run into some Christian brothers and sisters, consciously or unconsciously, they influenced by this type of thought, and they think the certain group of people are just particularly bad, and that they are not should not be there.
然后我觉得这真的是对我们一个极大的警醒，我们非常要小心，不要回到以前。
And so I think the passage is a great warning to us. So make sure we are not go back to the past that the Pharisees and the scribes did.
然后我想也有一些朋友会说，哎呀，冯涛弟兄，你太幼稚了。对那些有些人你不了解的，那些人很坏的。
Yeah, maybe someone said, "Brother, from you're not."Adams, you're very naive because you have to deal with those kind of people, and they are actually really bad.
哎呀，那些人打人的，我给他打了。
And they beat people. I actually beaten.
啊，那些人很坏，人偷东西啊，抢东西啊。
And they are steal and they are grab.
后来我想想，是的哈。后来我一想，我以前在中国大陆的时候，我也被人家打呀。
And I think, yeah, well, when I was in China, I also beaten by other people.
我在学校跟同学打架，这鼻梁被别人打断了， and, 打好几次，不是一次。
In a school, I actually, in the college, I actually fight with my student people, and I was, one time, sometimes I was kind of hurt.
后来我就在想，我怎么就不恨这一个种族呢？这一个国家的人，我怎么就不恨他们呢？他打我呀，我鼻子都打断了。
But I'm thinking even I was beaten by the people, but I don't hate this whole race. You may beat me very badly, but I don't hate this whole race.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为我跟他同样的肤色。
Because I'm the same color of this people.
我跟他同样的人，他打我，我也打他。
I'm the same as this person. He beats me, I beat him.
我可能很讨厌这一个人，这一个打我的人，我很恨他，但是我绝对不会去恨这所有这种皮肤的人，或者这所有这种种族的人，我不会去恨。
I may be very hate this person who beat me, and but I will not hate the whole race.
但是这个世人也是这样的。
And the world is like this.
世人都是按上帝的形象造的。
And the world is the same because all created in the image of God.
从血统上说，我们都是亚当的后裔。
from blood, we are all descendants of Adam.
所以以前华人有一句话，就四海之内皆兄弟。其实这句话没有错啊，都是兄弟、啊。
And so Chinese, there's an old saying is within the world, everyone are brothers.
我们都有一个共同的爸爸，就是亚当。
We have the same father, it's Adam.
或者是共同的妈妈夏娃。
Or the same mother, Eve.
真的都是兄弟姐妹。
And we are all brothers and sisters.
但是因为我们人的罪性呢，我们在亚当夏娃里面是没有办法做兄弟姐妹的。
But because of a sin, and in Adam and Eve, we cannot become brothers and sisters.
所以亚当的孩子就是两个儿子就互相就杀嘛，大儿子就杀二儿子。
So Adam's son start to murdering, and the older son murdered the younger son.
那亲兄弟啊
，and they are brothers.
我那个时候想，他们的肤色肯定是一样的了。
And I think they must have the same color.
也是杀
，and they still kill。
那我们也看到第一次世界大战、第二次世界大战在欧洲大陆是多么残酷啊
！And we also see World War One, World War Two, how cruel that happened in European continental。
我们不能说那是种族问题吧
？And we probably cannot say because this is the race issue。
同样的肤色啊，同样甚至很非常相似的文明啊。
And a lot of people fight together. They actually for the same color and also similar civilization.
所以但是这是人的罪性。
So this is a sin of a people.
所以这就是上帝要解决的问题。人，上帝要把人从罪当中拯救出来，这样才能在基督里做兄弟姐妹。
And this is the problem and the issue that God wants to solve and will be saved from, will take away people's sin, save people from sin, and then in Christ, people in Christ we can become brothers and sisters.
所以人只有在基督里才能真正的做兄弟姐妹。
So only in Christ we can become true brothers and sisters.
我们看到早期教会各种这样的人都有。
And we can early church is all kinds of people.
做奴隶的。
And as a slave.
自由的。
And a free person.
富足的贫穷。
And a poor and a rich.
受过教育的没有受过教育的。
Educated, uneducated.
然后也是不同文化不同背景的。
Different background, different culture, different civilization.
甚至你像那个奋锐党西门跟税利马太都能够一起做耶稣的门徒。
And we can see even the tax collector Matthew and Simon actually from those rebellion force, they can become the disciple of Jesus Christ.
就是一个是极端的这个犹太爱国主义者奋锐党。
If you think about this, Simon is considered a very patriotism of Jews patriotism type guy.
一个是叛徒啊，税吏替罗马人向犹太人收税的。
The other one,
最可恨的人。
The other one actually is something that worked for the Romans that Israelites hate the most.
就是，但是他们可以在一起同心合意做耶稣的门徒。
So these two persons, one against Roman very strongly, the other work for Romans, but they can become disciple of Jesus together.
在基督之外，这两种人呢，完全是水火不容，见面一定是要杀的。
Out of Christ, this group, two group of people are basically cannot tolerate each other. They have to kill each other.
所以我们今天看，虽然讲这句话，就世人都犯了。
So if I look at this, Scripture, I understand all people are sin.
那么这句话也告诉我们，就是我们信靠主耶稣基督到底是为什么
？And this also tell us that why do we trust in Jesus Christ?
为了从罪恶当中被拯救出来。我是一个罪人，我要从我的罪当中被拯救出来。
So we will basically, I want to be saved because I'm a sinner. So I want to be saved from my sin.
我信耶稣不是说让耶稣帮助我成为一个更好的人。
And I'm trusting Jesus Christ. It's not because I want Jesus to become, help me to become a better person.
或者说不仅仅是这样。
Or be precise. It's not only that become a better person.
信耶稣是说我是一个罪人，我是要沉沦灭亡的罪人。我信耶稣是要逃避地狱的火。
And I trust Jesus Christ is because I'm a sinner and I want to be saved and saved from the fire of hell.
不是说我已经很好了，我已经很有道德了，我还要有个更有道德，我还要更高尚，不仅仅是这样的。
It's not saying I'm already pretty good. I'm a very moral person, and I want to believe in God and trust Jesus, so I become better. And
啊，也不是说，哎呀，我在这个世上的生活已经很好了，我有很好的家庭、很好的婚姻、很好的事业。哎，但是我还要有一点点这个，一点看上去灵魂里面的追求，要平衡一下。
And also, it's not saying in this world I already have a very good life, good family, good marriage, good career, and but I need a balance. I need to have some spiritual thing to balance it a little bit.
也不是说，哎呀，我在世界上还有很多我想要的东西要不到啊。我信耶稣，耶稣帮我得到我想要的。
And also, it's not because that there's a lot of things in this world I want, but I don't have it, and I want to believe in Jesus, so Jesus help me to get them.
耶稣是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
And behold, Jesus is the Lamb of God, take away the sin of the world.
耶稣可以说从根本意义上讲，耶稣只做一件事情，就是拯救罪人。
And so fundamentally, we can say Jesus only do one thing, that's to save the sinner.
不仅仅不是就不是让穷人变富人。
It's not becoming rich become a poor, or poor become a rich.
不是让一般的人变得高尚一点。
It's not become ordinary people become come to the elite class.
不是让一些没有教育、没有知识的人变得有一点教育、有一点教化。
It's not turn to be the uneducated people become educated or be more civilized.
也不是说让一些人以前吃饭用手抓，现在吃饭用刀叉，不是这样。
It's not turn the people where they eat their food with their hand and they turn them.To be used a knife, a fork,
啊，或者用筷子，不是这样，跟道德、文明跟这些没有什么直接的关系。
Actually, so put it simple, this has nothing to do, direct relationship with moral, with civilization, and nothing.
甚至跟政治就更没有什么关系。
And even have no relationship with politics, has nothing to do with politics also.
就是跟人的罪有关系。
And Jesus come.It's just one thing. It's deal with people's sin.
把人从罪当中拯救。
And save people from the sin.
所以司徒约翰他看见耶稣，他说这是神的羔羊，他除去世人罪恶的，这就是福音的核心。
So John the Baptist said, "This Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world." That's the core of the salvation.
我回想我以前给人传福音的时候。我就像我刚才说的那样，我要讲很多，绕很多很多，我都不讲这个核心。
And I recall that before when I preached the gospel, I just like I said those, I speak a lot of tell a lot of things, but don't come to the core of the gospel.
就是说，哎呀，信耶稣啊，你就病就会好啊。
Or trust in Jesus, your sickness will getting better.
信耶稣啊，你的工作就会顺利啊。
And believe in Jesus Christ, and your work be going smoothly.
信耶稣啊，你孩子就会听话呀，就会乖呀。
And believe in Jesus Christ, your kids will be more obedient to you.
信耶稣啊，你更聪明呐。
And believe in Jesus, you will be more smart.
啊，我讲很多很多，反正就是类似的话。
And we tell a lot of things like that.
但使徒约翰不是这样。
But John the Baptist is not like this.
使徒保罗也不是这样。
And Paul is not like this either.
哥林多前书二章二节，使徒保罗说：“因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。”
And First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2 said, "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and His crucifixion."
也就是说，耶稣基督为罪人死。
And basically, he said the only things I know is Jesus died for the sinners.
所以我们今天我们要思想，我们向世人传福音或者向世人描绘耶稣的时候，是不是像司徒约翰这样去描绘耶稣？
So this makes us think today when we preach the gospel, when we describe, when we introduce Jesus to the others, are we describe or introduce Jesus as John the Baptist.
是约翰描绘耶稣，他就是上帝的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
And when John the Baptist described or introduced Jesus, he just said, "He's the Lamb of God, take the sin of the world."
其实这句话呢，不仅是描述了耶稣，也描述了世人，世人都是有罪的。
And so this sentence is not only describe Jesus, it also describe the world, and the world is sin, all sin.
那我们今天很多时候我们去传福音，传耶稣基督的福音，我们也是在给人画一幅耶稣，描绘一幅耶稣的形象。
And so when we preach the gospel, and we also is try to paint a describe paint a picture of Jesus.
那很多时候我们画错了或者描绘错了，给人留下错误的对耶稣的印象。
And a lot of times we paint it wrong and give people left the wrong impression about Jesus.
甚至呢，我们也给人描绘出一幅错误的他关于对于自己认识的形象。
And at the same time, we also paint a wrong picture about themselves, how they view themselves.
啊，我以前跟人家传福音的时候，往往就犯这样的错误。
And before, when I preached the gospel, I kind of made a lot of this type of mistakes.
啊，我那个时候就跟一些年轻的大学生传福音，我想说，哎呀，你已经很好了，能够读这么好的大学，很好了。
And I remember when I preached to some college student, and I come to them and say, "Hey, you're very great because you're able to enter such a great university."
你还可以变得更好。
But you can become better.
耶稣可以让你变得更好。
And Jesus can make you better.
我讲这样的话，哎，人家就稍微有一点兴趣。
And when I say that, and people get a little interested.
所以呢，这简单的一句话，让人对耶稣有一个错误的印象。
So put it simple, what I did there is that make people have wrong impression about Jesus Christ.
让人对自己也有一个错误的印象。
And also made a wrong impression about themselves.
啊，我以前跟人家传福音总说 ，You are special.
And when I preach the gospel, I will say that you are special.
就是你是特别，你在上帝眼中特别，上帝特别爱你啊。
And because you're special, because God, you're special in God's sight, God loves you, especially love you.
所以你如此的特别，所以你今天好福气啊，听到了福音啊。
And because you're so special, so you'll be very blessed when you hear the gospel.
其实我也听过有人也是这样跟我传福音的。
And I also hear the people preach the gospel to me that way.
我当时感觉很好，我说我是蛮 special 的。
And I kind of feel very bad about, very good about myself because I feel I'm special.
啊，我觉得我比别人都聪明啊。
Because I think I'm smart than most people.
我比别人强很多呀。
I'm be very strong than a lot of people.
所以我要得到更好的。
So I deserve the better.
啊，所以你说福音更好，那我就听听看啊。
So if you said the gospel is better, then I listen to it.
所以我在信仰上我也走过很长时间的弯路，才明白信耶稣到底是怎么回事。
So I actually walk a long way, come to realize what truly believing Jesus is mean, what that means.
所以司约翰说，耶稣是神的羔羊，除去世人罪恶。
So John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world."
也愿圣灵带领我们，让我们也。因为这句话来认识上帝，也来认识自己。
So may the Holy Spirit can lead us. So because of this sentence, we come to know God and come to know ourselves.
也真正愿圣灵感动我们，让我们真的有像当年司约翰被圣灵感动那样，去为神的名做见证，去向世人去传扬什么是真正的福音。
So may the Holy Spirit like move in our heart, just like it.That day, moving in the John the Baptist's heart, so we know how to test their testimony for God and preach the gospel.
我们当时听到司约翰讲这样的一句话的时候，其实司约翰显然把他自己也放到世人当中。
And one thing we have to pay attention when we hear what John the Baptist said is he put himself with the world also.
司约翰不是说看啊，神的羔羊来拯救你们的，来除去你们的罪的。
And John didn't say, John the Baptist didn't say, "Look, behold, the Lamb of God, take away your sin." He didn't say that.
司约翰也说，这个救主也是为我来的，也是世人。
And his statement also said, this Savior has also come for me.
所以从使徒约翰讲的那句话，你可以看见他可以说是世界上最盼望救主的一个，他一直在盼着救主来。
And when he said this, you can see how he eager to looking forward to the Christ, the Savior to come himself.
我也要被拯救，我盼望救主来拯救我。
I need to be saved. I'm looking forward the Savior to come to save me.
而且使徒约翰讲这句话，就是说他是让人来看耶稣，来注意耶稣，不是让人来看他。
And also, if you look at this, when John the Baptist speak that sentence, he take all people's focus in Jesus, not on him.
其实这也是一个基督徒应该做的事情，就是让人去看耶稣，不是让人看人自己，看我。
And this is also Christians should do, is lead people to focus on Jesus, look at Jesus, not look at us.
对，今天有很多非常著名的布道家或者是传道人，吸引很多很多人的目光。
And today there's a lot of the famous evangelists or that they draw a lot of attention to them.
我有时候我们在评价一个布道家、一个传道人，我们看他是不是被神大大的使用。
And when we evaluate or we judge a evangelist.Said, "Oh, we one evangelist gathering is a millions of people." When
你看像有些这个传道人牧者，哎呀，就是开一次布道会，可能就两三个人。
And maybe some are just only kind of two or three people.
这如果那些出名的布道家牧者，他们真的是能够把人的眼光都带到耶稣那里去，这是非常好的，是感谢神。
Of course, we thank God if those evangelists and have a million people and bring their eye and focus on Jesus Christ, that's great. We give thanks to God.
但是如果他在这种所谓的成就里面迷失了自己，来享受这种众星捧月、被人崇拜、被人跟随的感觉，那就非常非常危险。
And but if those are lost in the so-called success,And enjoy the time of being become the focus of his fans, then that will be very dangerous.
就像今天很多人他不专心做他自己该做的事情，他一天到晚关心自己的 Facebook 有多少人点赞。
And just like today, a lot of people like not focus on what they're supposed to do, but just focus on the Facebook. How many people give a thumb up?
关心他的 Twitter 呀，有多少人看
？And see how many.Twitter, how many people are actually look at?
你做你该做的事啊。
And but I thought you actually should do what you're supposed to do.
当然有些人的工作就是发 Facebook, 就是发 Twitter 哈，对啊，工作一部分啊。
Of course,
不知道。
Maybe some people's work is just part of work is just sign Twitter or Facebook.
但是我们知道，我们基督徒的使命是什么？带领人来认识耶稣。
But I think we just.To know our Christian, our mission is to lead people to Christ.
不是说带领人来吸引人到我们这里来。
It's not take people to me.
使徒约翰是一个可以把人带到耶稣那里去的人。
And John the Baptist is a person who take people to Jesus.
他为什么可以做到这一点呢？不是让人的眼光都看他，而是让人的眼光都去看耶稣。他怎么可以做到呢？
And why he can do this? It's not let people look at him, but look at Jesus. Why he can do that?
因为使徒约翰，事实上，我们来思想这个人，他是一个忘我的人，他是一个忘记自己的人。
And because he himself, if you think about John the Baptist, he himself, he basically forget himself.
他不在乎自己吃什么，不在乎自己穿什么，他不在乎人们怎么看他，他通通不在乎。
And if you see his life, you can see he don't care what he himself eat, what he well, and how the people look at him.
他心中只有一件事情，就是完成神所托付他的使命，做耶稣的开路先锋。
And he only have one thing in his mind, is just do what God wanted him to do, basically prepare the way for Jesus.
当耶稣出现了，他的使命就是让人都去看耶稣，他才是基督，我 我不是的，是约翰这样讲。
When Jesus comes, then his mission is basically to people to Christ. Look at me.
所以，施洗约翰他是一个忘记自己的人，他是一个舍己的人。只有这样的人才是真正的带人去带到耶稣那里去，而不是带人带到自己面前。
So the John the Baptist is a person that actually is forget himself or deny himself. And only this kind of people can truly lead people to Christ, not to themselves.
我们看施洗约翰说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪恶的，其实也告诉我们 一件事情，只有主耶稣基督可以除去世人罪恶。
And when Jesus, when John the Baptist said, Behold, the Lamb of God, take away the sin of the world.He also mentioned another thing is that only Jesus Christ can take away the sin.
所以在使徒行传四章十二节告诉我们，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名可以靠得得救。
So Acts 4:12 said, "Now is there salvation any other? For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved."
我们看见施洗约翰看见耶稣说，看哪，神的羔羊除去世人罪恶的，就让我们想到约翰福音三章十六节圣经的话。
And we will look at John the Baptist said, Behold, the Lamb of God, take away sin the world. We also think about John the book of John 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish.
我们看见这个神的羔羊，我们看见这个神的独生爱子是上帝预备、上帝赐下、上帝给予。
And we can see the Lamb of God, or God's begotten Son, is God prepared and God gave.
不是人配得的。
It's not we are deserving.
人的光景是没有一人。一个都没有。
And our situation is no righteous, not a single one.
但是上帝就为我们，为这些不配得到恩典的人预备了恩典。
But God prepared His grace for those of us who are not worthy of the grace.
所以我们得救是本乎恩，本乎神的恩典，因着信，不是出于我们自己。
So us.Our salvation is out of the grace of God and by the faith, not come anything from us.
上帝就赐下，上帝就预备了。
And God prepared.
然后这个代价是极其宝贵的代价，是神的独生爱子。
And God prepared and God paid the price. And the price is a very, very special price. That price is God's.
施洗约翰说：“这是除去世人罪恶。”
And John the Baptist said, "He takes away the sin of the world."
施洗约翰三章十六节说：“叫一切信他的。”
And he said in 3:16, John 3:16 said, "Whoever believes in him."
所以神所预备、神所赐下的这个救赎的恩典，他的独生爱子是为所有人赐下，所有人。
And so the grace and the gift that God's prepared is for all.
但是呢，信的人就得着。
But only whoever believes in Him should have this gift.
当然了，有些弟兄姊妹会说，又会想到是上帝的预定，上帝的拣选。
Of course, we're talking about the predestination.
但是我们在这里看到，这其实。谈到我们人自己，我们不要总想上帝该做什么，上帝不该做什么。我们要想我们的该做什么，我们的责任是什么。
Of course, here the focus is we have to think about what is our responsibility.
很多时候，我们把自己摆在上帝的位置上。
A lot of times we put ourselves in the position of God.
就是哎呀，上帝应该怎样，上帝应该怎样。
And we think God should do this, should do that.
很多时候，我们把自己放在审判官的位置。
A lot of time we'll put in the place of a judge.
其实我们更多时候，我们要把自己放在人的地位上，而不是上帝的地位。
But we should actually put ourselves in a people's place. place.
很多时候我们不是把自己放在法官的位置上，我们是把自己放在被告席的位置上。
And a lot of time we should not put us in the judge's position, but we are put ourselves as a defendant.
所以上帝赐下他的独生爱子。
So God gave His only begotten Son.
完全是出于神的恩典，神的爱。
Completely out of God's grace and God's love.
然后是赐给世人，赐给万民，叫一切信他的就得着这救赎的恩典。
And gave to the world, and whoever believes in Him will have this grace.
好，我们最后一起来读一处经文，在罗马书三章二十二到二十九节。
And in closing, let's read a scripture. It's in Romans chapter 3.Verse 22-29.
我们先来读罗马书三章二十二节起，就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今日显明他的义，使人知道自为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了，用合法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。难道人只做犹太人的神吗？不也是做外邦人的神吗？是的，也做外邦人的神。好，我们再来看一处经文，哥罗西书三章十一节。
Let's look at one more scripture. It's Colossians chapter 3, verse 8.
我们一起来读哥罗西书三章十一节起。在此并不分希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。感谢神，我们今天来看到司徒约翰，当他见到耶稣的时候，他讲了一句话。
Thank God, we look at the Bible, and when John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus, he said this.
他说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
Said, behold, the Lamb of God takes away the world, the sin of the world.
感谢神，我们今天一切信靠耶稣的人，我们的罪已经被耶稣除去了。
Thank God that today we all trust in Jesus Christ, our sin will be takes away.
我们没有付上任何的代价。
We didn't pay any price.
是耶稣，上帝的独生爱子，无罪的羔羊，担负了这代价。
And it is Jesus, that begotten Son, Lamb of God, take the price.
在十字架上代替我们接受罪的刑罚，把他自己作为赎罪祭，在十字架上为我们牺牲献上。
And on the cross, and he himself offered himself as the sacrifice of redemption, and take our place to take the punishment of sin.
让这一切信靠他的人，我们罪得赦免。
So all those trust him who are sin be forgiven.
得到永远的生命。
We have the eternal life.
我愿意从我们从今天的经文当中，一方面看到我们信靠耶稣的人，我们是得了何等大的恩典。
So from the passage, I hope that we all come to understand, for those of us trusting Jesus Christ, what great grace we have.
然后也让我们思想，我们怎样才能每天行事为人与我们蒙召的恩相称。
And also we examine ourselves, that every day, our daily life, how can our daily life worthy of the grace?
我们是不是以耶稣基督的心为心，以耶稣的眼光去看这个世界，去看我们自己，也看周围的人。
Are we actually have the mind of Jesus Christ? And look at ourselves, look at the world, look at the people around us.
一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
We thank you, you gave us your word.
让我们借着神的话语，我们来认识圣经中所启示出来的主耶稣基督。
And through the word of God, we can know that Jesus Christ revealed by the Bible.
我们来按神的话语，按真理来认识神，不是靠我们自己的想象。
So we by the word of God, we know God. We to know God. It's not by our own imagination.
主耶稣基督是我们的救主，把我们从罪和死亡当中拯救出来。
Jesus Christ is the Savior and saved us from sin and death.
让圣灵光照我们，让我们不要随从人的私欲、人的思念，把主耶稣基督矮化。
And so the Holy Spirit lead us, so we are not followed the human's philosophy to that look down Jesus Christ.
愿耶稣基督的生命在我们每一个人的生命当中能够成长。
May the life of Jesus Christ will grow in each one of us.
愿圣灵带领我们，让我们能够以耶稣基督的心为心，让我们心意更新变化。
And may the Holy Spirit lead us so we have the mind of Jesus Christ in ourselves. We are renewed life, so we live a life that is worthy of the new life.
这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is the name of Christ.
Amen.
感谢主，从今天的经文当中我们再一次看到了什么是真正的福音，就是我们世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，人人都是罪人，但是感谢主，神差他独生的爱子主耶稣基督，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。所以让我们真的是再次思想这些的信息和经文的时候，让我们是愿意主耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们一切的罪，使我们可以跟随他，也让我们能够把这神得救的福音和认罪悔改的福音传给更多的人。感谢主，感谢主他这奇妙的智慧和恩典，让我们最后跟大家一同起立，我们来把我们的感恩和颂赞归给我们的三一真神，我们来唱的三一颂。
赞美真神万福之根，世上万民赞美主恩，天使天君赞美主名，赞美圣父圣子圣灵，阿门。
好，大家请坐。下面我们有一些报告事项。好，我们也鼓励大家能够参加教会我们其他在线上的活动。我们有周二晚上的7点祷告会。周三早晨10点我们有姐妹会，周五晚上7点半我们有成人的查经聚会，我们现在正在查利未记这本书，然后周五晚上我们也有青少年的这个查经，现在是在查列王记下，我们主日有成人主日学，我们正在学习希伯来书，然后还有主日敬拜都有通过线上的这个我们的活动，我们请大家都能够来按时参加。我们现在第二个报告事项就是爱达荷州现在是在目前是在第四阶段的开放，的教会的同工决定在独立纪念周之后我们开始恢复在教会的实体聚会的，就是祷告会和周五的查经恢复在教会的聚会，并且在8月第一周完全恢复主日 日的实体聚会，大家能够来安排参加。我们在恢复实体聚会之后，我们会停止线上的聚会。这个决定也是在与当地政府在阶段性开放实施政策没有抵触的情况下来实行。我们会看到，现在可能疫情有一些变化，如果政府有政策有变化，我们也会进行调整。所以，请大家能继续为我们教会的实体聚会和各样的聚会们祷告。如果在这段时间有任何的奉献如果你没有来到教会，可以用支票方式寄到教会的邮箱地址，或者是如果路过教会可以投在邮箱当中。这是我们上一周奉献的数目，大家可以参考。最后我们请大家一同起立，我们做信仰告白，来宣读使徒信经。我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主，我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，因圣灵感孕，从城中以玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架上，受死埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死里复活后升天，坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣耳公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生，阿门。好，我们依然站立，我请高弟兄来为我们祝祷。
我们用哥林多后书十三章十四节的圣经经文来主导。
We use Second Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14 for our benediction.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在。
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。我打算会。